Song in our white book, number 96. I like the title, The Savior Can Solve Every Problem. And I like in the chorus, it talks about the tangles of life. Life can be like that, tangled. You ever try to untangle something? Christmas lights? Spend hours and eventually you just throw them out and buy a new set. Life is like that sometimes. We can get so tangled up in things that we don't know how to free ourselves. We get involved in deals, business, relationships, and we just don't know how to get out. But here it tells us that the Lord can untangle those problems that we face in life. So let's sing it. Number 96 in the White Book.
Power. you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Any problem, any problem. Every problem. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank God for giving us such a wonderful Savior as Jesus. He can solve any problem. Oh, the tangles of life, He can undo. Nothing too hard for Him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring them to Him. Bring your problems, bring your tangles to Jesus. Watch what He can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the second book of Peter, in the second chapter, it refers to the story of Lot in Sodom. And it tells us that he was a righteous man, the Bible says. But he got himself tangled up in some stuff that he didn't know how to get out of. He made a mistake, perhaps, by moving to Sodom. Brought his family with him. And, well, if you live in an ungodly city, what type of men are your daughters going to marry? But ungodly men. And it seems they did. And then he got involved maybe in some business dealings and so on, and just kind of, it says that he was grieved every day with the filthy conversation, the lifestyle of the wicked. He was surrounded by filth, and it vexed his righteous soul. But he was all tied up there. He had family there now. His daughters had married, and he was involved perhaps in, as I say, business relationships, and just didn't know how to get out. Didn't know how to get out. I've met people like that. Christians. They know they're not where they should be. They don't even know how they got into that. It kind of happened without them even realizing it. But they can't get out. They're stuck. They don't know what to do. Too many people involved. It's gone on for too long. Seems impossible. But here it tells us that the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. And here it's referring to Lot. God knew how to get Lot out of Sodom. And it's an amazing story how he sent his angels to go to that city to tell Lot to get out of there. Judgment was coming and they have no time to waste. He talked to his son-in-laws. They just thought he was making a joke or something. They didn't take him seriously. Couldn't get anywhere with them. Talked to his wife and his daughters. And the angel said, "You're taking too long." It says, while he lingered, the angels grabbed them by the wrists, perhaps. One grabbed Lot and his wife, and the other grabbed the two daughters, and they pulled them out of the city just before God rained down fire and brimstone upon them. They just got out. Then they said, "Run, run." And we know that Lot ran, and his daughters ran. They said, "Don't look back." But his wife couldn't help but look back. Her heart was still in Sodom. And when she paused and hesitated, the Bible says she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, I don't necessarily think that there was some chemical change in her body that turned her into salt. I think it's kind of like the rain that we see at Pilgrim Camp sometimes. You see it sweeping across the lake, right? Or sweeping. And you try to run ahead of it. But it catches up with you, and it overpowers you. I think that's how it was with the fire and brimstone. It was sweeping over Sodom and across the fields, and they were running. And she stopped, and that hesitation, that looking back, was just enough for her to be overcome by the rain of judgment and to just turn into a pile of salt. It's a sad story, but this is the encouraging thing, that although Lot didn't know how to get out, God knew how to get him out. Are you in a situation like that? Sometimes young people, they get involved in relationships with an unsaved boy or an unsaved girl. How do I get out of this? What do I do? I know, I just don't feel right. I know as a Christian I shouldn't be here, but I don't know. I don't have the courage. I don't have the strength. I don't know what to do. Maybe it's some other thing that you're tangled up in. Maybe it's a situation in the home that's impossible. You couldn't undo it if you tried. It's beyond you. Well, here's a verse to stand on. And here's a song to sing along with it. The Savior can solve any problem. You believe it? Well, that's where it starts. You got to believe it. If you don't believe it, then you're defeated already. Faith. I believe, God, you can solve this problem. You can untangle this mess. You can get me out of where I am and get me into the will of God. I've seen it happen. I've heard testimonies. It's been amazing. God just doesn't want to do it for others. He wants to do it for you. You know, I look at all of you and you're all so lovely. And you look like the best Christians that I have ever met. But I know enough to know things go on in our lives, in our homes, in our hearts. Praise God. But more importantly, God knows. And God sees, and God has an answer. God has a solution. And so we need to turn those things over to Him. Oh, the Savior can solve any problem. He can lift any burden. Nothing too hard for Jesus. Not even you. Not even your mess. So give it to Him tonight. I didn't plan that the meeting would go in this direction. I don't think it's going to stay there very long. But I believe the Lord introduces things into meetings because He knows who's there and who needs to hear these things. And so I hope this is an encouragement to somebody. And if it isn't now, maybe it will be in the future. Oh, the Lord knows how to deliver the ungodly out of their temptations. Praise God. Heavenly Father, you know. You know the situations we find ourselves in. You know the bad choices that we've made that have led to things that we never imagined. You know how we're all tied up sometimes with people and situations. Lord, but Jesus, tonight we want to bring those things to you. Those people, those problems, those bondages. Those circumstances, Lord, in our lives and in the lives of those we're praying for. Maybe it's someone else that's all tangled up. We don't know how to help them. We can't. But by prayer, committing them to the Lord, things can change miraculously, immediately, overnight. And so, Lord, we just pray right at this moment, whatever we're thinking of, whatever that situation is, we give it to you. Lord, take it, we pray. Take it out of our hands. Lord, help us to step back and just watch God work. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You feel the burden lifting? Jesus is here. He's taking it from you. Let it go. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to work it out. Just leave it alone. And every time you think of it, thank God that He is working. Every time the devil tries to make you worry about it, say, thank you, Jesus. I gave it to you July 15th at Pilgrim Camp. I'm not taking it back, and you have no intention of giving it back. And so, Lord, I just praise you. Hallelujah. I see the victory by faith. Victory ahead. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Okay, now the Lord gave me my next song, Victory Ahead. So let's sing that too. That's in our hardcover book. By faith, I see the victory ahead. That's 264. 264 in the hardcover book. And then let's be free tonight. There are some young people that they know they need to testify. Tonight's probably the night. But maybe there are others as well. We want to be brief. We don't want to. We want to give as many people an opportunity as possible. Okay? Here we go.
God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
set the captive free. He is saved. Praise the dead and walk the troubled sea. He is able. He is able. I know my Lord is able. I know my Lord is able. Carry me through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you're able to set every one of those girls free down in the village. Lord, whatever tangles that they've gotten themselves into, whatever tangled homes they come from, Lord, Jesus, you are able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh God, to set them free, whom the Son sets free, is free indeed. Oh Jesus, we're trusting you, Lord, and the little ones as well. Jesus, come, we pray tonight. Lord, we've been believing that in these last few days that there's going to be a great, rich outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon this camp and upon all the campers. There are going to be breakthroughs. People are going to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, miracles of healing we trust you for. And so, Lord, tonight is one of those nights where God must come. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, it's time for you to work, the psalmist said, and we agree. It's time now, Lord. It's time for you to work tonight. Oh, Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was the pre-meeting. Now let's see what God will do with the other meeting. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me.
There's another song I'd like to sing with you, and that's Jesus Led Me All the Way. When we get to heaven, we'll look back and we'll see that's how God did it, our brother Gus tells us. Sometimes you don't have to wait till heaven to see it. Sometimes you do. But when we get up there, all of us will be able to proclaim, Jesus led me all the way. That's in the white book?
112.
Thank you, Brother Paul. 112 in the white book. We pray that God will lead us, then we have to trust that he's doing it. Something we have to learn. We're not always conscious of the fact that God is leading us, but we look back and we see that God was in that. God opened that door. God got me where he wanted me to be and did what needed to be done. Praise God. And then there are times when we do see it, when it's very clear that God is leading us at the moment. When Joseph was taken to Egypt, it didn't look like God was in that. It looked like it was all the devil, didn't it? His brothers hated him, threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery. God was in that, though. God was getting Joseph where he needed to be the savior of the Jewish race at that time. And of course, God knows the end from the beginning. And so he eventually ended up in Potiphar's house. He ended up in prison. Then he ended up being Pharaoh's right-hand man. And, wow, there was some journey that God had taken Joseph on. Somehow he maintained his walk with God, his trust in God. And then one day his brother showed up. Wow. And then everything started fitting together all the puzzle pieces.
Now it was beginning to make sense. All those years when I thought God, I was forsaken of God. Now I'm beginning to see God's purpose. And Joseph got so taken up with the purpose of God, the good purpose that God had in mind for him, that he was able to release his brothers from the evil that they intended. And he didn't hold it against them. He didn't say that they didn't do evil. He said, "You intended it for evil. You did an evil thing when you threw me in that pit, when you sold me. But God meant it for good, to save many alive." You know, we got to get taken up with God's purpose. Not what people do, not what the devil does, but what God has in mind, what God can accomplish, the reason why God allows things. And when you're so taken up with what God is doing, then you don't have time to get bitter, and you don't have time to seek revenge, but you just glorify God and thank him that he had a plan, and he fulfilled. Even when we didn't realize it, he was working. Praise God.